Hi everyone, welcome to ePatterns podcast series, the European fundraising platform for small nonprofits. It's Marco from Italy, and I'm glad to welcome you to our podcast series. Fundraising is often seen as an activity just for big organizations, something that involves many resources and too many rules. Okay, then we want to prove the opposite. We want to assure you that small nonprofits can make the difference because small nonprofits have a deep level of understanding with surroundings. In other words, real care for other humans. What I'm trying to say is that you should not fear to cast professional care and support for your community, and that to ask for money is not something wrong, just because fundraising is much more than asking for money. Of course, you are already thinking that doing fundraising is hard because you have small resources and not many people in your organization. So let's go by steps and let's think again. Fundraising is a strategic complex of activities implemented by nonprofits to carry out their functions and to fulfill their objectives while creating interest relations. Final objective of fundraising is the entity's sustainability. As such, fundraising includes many elements, like planning, retention of our public, training on funds collection, and different digital elements. When we think of fundraising as a small organization, we immediately scratch our heads. So many things. Who do we know rich enough to give us money? This is the wrong way to start. Fundraising is a mix of raising awareness and asking for donation. In fact, when we do fundraising actions, we establish relations that go beyond donors. We set up a community that is ready to act, share, and support in different ways what we want to achieve. Eventually, a part of our community will consider to donate. These are called donors. In this episode, we want to discuss some of the myths around fundraising, because it is crucial to be convinced that planning, competencies, a strong team with commitment are the winning ingredients to get started with fundraising. So, let's go through the main myths. Myth number one. We don't know any fundraisers to start with the work. It is true that with more and more complex grants, you might have problems, but let's put this straight. A consultant can make the work faster, but a committed person can still make it, above all at the beginning. The body will believe more than you and your team in what you do. A consultant can support the work, but still, you are the ones holding the ropes. It means that if you follow our suggestions, you will be able to set up a proper and clear structure for fundraising. So, do not miss also the next episodes. Myth number two. We will always fail because we don't know people who count. Okay, this is something everyone has thought in his or her life to explain why a certain action has not worked. With regards to fundraising, it is irrational to appeal to rich people while we want to do fundraising to open the possibilities to more people. Second, appealing to influencing people, if it can be part of the actions, it cannot be the only action you want to do. Because sooner or later, you will end up depending on someone out of your organization. Myth number 3. We seek funds according to the current topics. How many times you have met people discussing gender education with no previous background about it, and then suddenly asking for support with reference to refugees? Just don't do this and ask again. Who do you want to be as an organization? For more discussions, do not forget to access our online material on epatterns.eu. With this podcast, we want now to give you some basic steps for fundraising, to convince you that fundraising activities are like any other project activity of an organization, but they last a lifetime. What we want to say here is that fundraising should be seen in all the aspects of an organization, and it should follow a straightforward line to fund what an organization wants to achieve. So fundraising can either be toward private and public funds, but it follows specific logical thinking that we want to share with you. Do not forget to check the rest of the podcasts and to explore the material we have shared for you for free. Doing fundraising, as you might have understood, it is about clarifying who you are and what you want to do. Above all, to engage people, you have to ask yourself why to support us. This is a normal human thing. If you think about it, if someone new is talking to you, you immediately think, why I should keep on listening. And this happens all the time, in a film, when reading a book, and so on. To keep on listening to you, you need a plan and a budget line. A fundraising plan is something worth the cook, so you should involve the rest of your team. As a small nonprofit, this is the best resource you have. But above all, to make someone listen to you, you have to choose with whom you want to talk. We mean here donors and the potential donors. So the rule is to ask for it. As a small nonprofit, relations and engagement are your secret weapons. Final setting. Your online pages and social media. Make sure everyone is on the same page when setting them up. If you have someone of your organization or your team volunteers with a good digital knowledge, start from there. Ask them to lead you in having a clearer view. So I guess up to here, nothing new in nonprofit work. Well, I guess if you check our material, you also get to know the main digital fundraising platforms which can simplify your digital presence and make it feasible. By today, this is the beginning of the ePatterns podcast series. We invite you to discover our platform materials to get deeper info and examples of successful stories and much more. See you soon and continue with our second podcast.